Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show about things. Kyle and Orion here, coming at you, not live, pre-recorded.
Not live at all.
What is this, episode 48?
49.
49, good gravy.
Yeah, we're one episode away from the party.
Oh, right,
we're
yeah.
We're going to throw a party when it's episode 50.
For episode 50, so all you people who don't live anywhere near here can just disregard that we said anything. But still.
Yeah.
Well, we should do something special for episode 50, though, on the show. What do you think? I thought about doing like a year in review of our own stupid show.
That's, yeah, I'm totally down with that.
Kind of like a clip show, like a...
Play some clips, talk about
it. But not like just, you know, clips from the show, because that would be lame.
The whole show, yeah.
If you've been listening, like... You've heard it before.
It's like, oh God, not again.
What's been going on this week? I was talking to my friend Brian at work.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned him before. He's like the only person at work that I could kind of consider an actual friend. Everybody else is
old
and hard to relate to.
Yeah.
And he hadn't heard, like, two episodes ago when I was drunk, I was talking about how weird and gross it was to me that some people like to eat asshole, basically. And he doesn't listen regularly. He used to, but he's lazy, so he doesn't, and hadn't heard that. But he just randomly brought up to me, I don't remember what we were talking about, that he loves to eat asshole.
At work? Well, he just brought this up at work?
Yeah. He brought it up at work. He doesn't like to eat asshole at work.
Okay.
But yeah, he just randomly brings this up. He's like, I love to eat asshole, and girls love it. And I said to him, you know, like, that's kind of gross to me. I mean, I don't see the appeal. And he's like, well, they wash first. I mean, usually it's like right after they take a shower. And I'm like, well, that's fine, but I still don't understand the appeal. Like, I have no desire to bury my face in someone's ass, whether it's a hot chick or not. I just, that's an asshole. I'm like, they shit out of there.
Yeah.
You know they shit out of there, right?
You know that, right?
And he's like, yeah, well, they piss out of their vagina, which is sort of true. But I told him, you know, like, if I was given the choice, I had to pick one or the other. I had to either drink urine or eat shit. I would almost definitely pick drink urine.
The urine, yeah.
And he said, well, I'd pick neither. And I said, well, this is a hypothetical situation where you have
God
to pick
damn it,
one.
Brian.
And he's like, well, so, I mean, there's not shit in there. And what else did he say? He said, I'm not thinking outside the box, you know, like I'm very vanilla, he said. Which is kind of true, but and when it comes to sex. But I said to him, you know, like, well, do you fuck animals?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's gross and that's perverted. Well, what about relatives? Well, no, that's gross. Well, how far outside the box are you allowed to think before you become just a weird pervert? You know, I don't understand the eating of the asshole. And he swears girls love it. Girls absolutely love it. It drives them crazy. Really? Like, it would never even occur to me to have someone lick my asshole. I mean, I'm not a girl, but the assholes aren't different. Aside from when you get up in there and then you get to the prostate, kind of, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever had anyone lick your asshole?
No.
Would you want to?
Like, no, not at all. God. Like,
yeah.
Ollie likes to, she does this thing and it really bothers me.
I don't know why.
It's not sexual, really. I mean... She likes to pinch, like, the top of my ass crack. Like, in the crack, she just pinches it, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. She's like, oh, I like doing that.
Is it a sexual thing, or is it, like, she's being a jerk?
Being a jerk, yeah. We're just walking in the hallway, and she kind of goes, meh, you know?
Right.
So, God, I can't get over you guys talking about this at work.
It was funny, too, because it was relatively loud. Like, anybody who happened to walk by could have heard all of it. And
no, I swear, chicks dig it.
Yeah, they love it when you just lick their asshole. And he's like, you don't stick your tongue in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be crazy. You just kind of flutter around.
And tease them because they want it in there. All right.
I guess. I don't.
I've seen that shit in porn, but, you know.
Yeah, so have I, but it's.
I don't know. Maybe.
How do you even initiate that? Like, hey, roll over for a second.
Yeah.
What are you going to. Oh, my goodness. This is the best thing ever. I don't really, I wish I could remember how it came up, because I feel like he just walked up to me and said, you know, I like to eat asshole.
That's the best.
It's great.
That's how I'd like to think about it, so I'm hoping that's how it happened. But I'm trying to think how you would ask like a girl if she liked that. Like, hey, we've been going out for quite a while and we've had sex, but what do you think about me eating out your ass?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I guess.
How does that happen? Jesus.
I've heard of people like guys getting a blowjob with a finger up their ass.
Mm, yeah.
It's never happened to me, and I kind of think it would make me uncomfortable. I mean, for one thing, what position are you in where the girl can get her hand up under your ass and her, like, pinky or her thumb or whatever finger is going up your ass, get it in there, and you're not crushing her hand?
Yeah.
In what position are you in? But anyway, beyond that, it just seems like it'd be kind of an annoyance, like,
yeah,
something in my ass. But, and, you know, I know about the prostate stimulation and stuff. Yeah. Via the ass, but it seems like, you know, those fingers probably aren't going in there far enough during a blowjob.
Yeah.
For that to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I don't understand the appeal, but then again, I am kind of vanilla when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, a lot of guys, I guess, like their balls played with.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I want you to leave my balls alone. I don't know why. Maybe I'm kind of self-conscious about my balls. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't mind it, but I've had experiences where, like, I don't know if I should bring this up, but like if, say somebody's sucking on it, it can hurt really bad.
On your balls?
Yeah.
See, I haven't had like my balls sucked on.
Putting like a vacuum cleaner up to your testicle.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would feel good. It doesn't seem like it would. Like my balls are pretty sensitive. Like any kind of pressure on my balls is not going to be comfortable. And,
yeah.
My balls are kind of massive. Like, and I'm not bragging. It's not a good thing. Like why? Some people will say, like, oh, I've got huge balls, and they're bragging. Like, and I, of course, sometimes it's kind of metaphorical. You know, like, I got huge balls. That means I'm a tough, macho badass.
Yeah.
But that's not what I mean. I just have huge balls. And it's kind of annoying, actually, because I don't have the largest penis in the world to begin with. So when you have massive balls and a mediocre-sized penis, it just looks even smaller. And to top it all off, I'm a grower, not a shower. So my it looks like – you ever watch Sesame Street and see that little worm?
Yeah.
That Oscar has as a pet, Oscar the Grouch?
Wormy?
Slimy.
Slimy.
Slimy's little worm. It looks like Slimy the worm, like taking a nap on a beanbag chair. And except that it's not like orange and yellow striped, but
all right.
It's not a good look. Like I'm always – whenever I do have like an encounter with a lady –
yeah.
I'm always a little nervous if I'm not quite there yet and my pants start coming off. I'm like, let me just say it's at least a modicum more impressive, or it will be in like 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like my balls played with.
Yeah.
I don't like fingers up my ass. Speaking of Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
Did you ever want to see what the inside of his trash can looked like?
Oh, yeah.
I always wanted to because it was fucking, like.
That's so weird. Because, yeah,
he had, when like, I was a kid. An elephant down there. Like, there would be an elephant trunk that would come out sometimes.
Yeah.
And he had, and, like, it seemed like he would pull things out of there and stuff. It seemed like it wasn't just a trash can, you know? Like
there was a world below, yeah.
At first, you see a guy that lives in a trash can, and you think he must, maybe the reason he's so grouchy is because there's nothing to do in there. Like, when he closes the lid, he just sits in place and tries to fall asleep. But then, like, over time, it becomes obvious that this is some kind of weird spatial anomaly. You know, like, I've never watched Doctor Who, but as I understand it, there's like this phone booth kind of thing and you go in it and it's actually way bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. I always wanted to see what was in there. Is it like an apartment or like a giant landfill or I don't know.
Yeah. As a kid, I always pictured it as kind of like a basement.
What if it's like a swanky apartment, like a really nice apartment?
I don't know.
Do you think people throw shit away in that garbage can? Like they know Oscar lives in there and they're just dicks? Like, or maybe, I mean, I guess he lives in a garbage can. Maybe he likes garbage.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. Does he like garbage? Did he like talk about, hey, garbage is great?
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah.
He loves trash. Yeah.
Hmm.
What was that movie with the kid from Wonder Years? What's his name?
The Wizard? The kid from Wonder Years.
And the Wizard.
Something Savage.
Yeah.
Fred Savage. Fred Savage.
He was in that movie with that monster. Was it called Monsters?
Oh, it was...
the fuck was that? Remember?
I was going to say My Pet Monster. That's not it.
That's
something
not
else.
It.
What is it? Oh, man. Little Monsters.
Little Monsters, yeah.
Yeah, with Howie Mandel.
Yeah. Oh, man. When they went to that underworld, that's what I pictured Oscar's like.
Really? That was scary to me, though, as a little kid, that movie. I think we might have mentioned that before. That movie terrified me. I tried to watch it, And there's this guy, like some kind of creepy guy, a monster, I guess, that lives in that land.
Yeah.
And there was like this chubby little kid that came up to him. And he pulls the kid's head off and replaces it with a pumpkin.
Oh,
and then
I
the kid
that.
Runs away without a head. And I'm like, and I guess maybe I just put too much thought into it. Cause as a little kid, I was like, that poor kid is going to live out the rest of his life without a head. His head is gone now. If he ever makes it back up to the real world, he's going to have a pumpkin head.
Yeah.
And maybe the rules are different down here. So maybe if he ever does make it back up to the real world, he's just going to die because he doesn't have a head anymore. You know, because that's what should happen if you don't have a head.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And then towards the end, there's this guy with like, he looks relatively normal from the front, but then the back of his head is all like busted open and squirming and stuff. And it was,
yeah,
the whole thing creeped me the fuck out. I did like the part where they pissed in the kid's apple juice, though.
Yeah.
That was great. Speaking of movies, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Universal Soldier?
Ooh.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren?
I believe so, yeah. It's been a while.
Oh, man.
But
I love that goddamn movie. And there was a sequel recently.
Really?
Actually, I think it's not even out yet, but I watched it online.
Yeah.
In a very illegal fashion. It's surprisingly not bad. I loved Universal Soldier. Then there was a second one. Actually, there were a couple TV movies that I guess sucked. I didn't see them. But yeah. Then there was a second one that had a lot of like pro wrestlers in it, like Bill Goldberg.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And that one, I don't remember very well, but I remember thinking it was kind of awful.
It looked awful. I never saw it. But.
And then this third one was not too bad.
Not too bad.
But I love Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Same here.
And you know, a phenomenon that happens with him that also happens with like Arnold Schwarzenegger a lot
yeah.
is that they get cast in these roles where they're supposed to be an American.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. And yet they have these ridiculous accents and it's never questioned. Like the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger all the time is playing some kind of government agent or military personnel in these movies.
US.
And it's not like impossible that there could be somebody with an Austrian accent in the American military.
Yeah.
But they never even address it at all. It's like it's not even supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with Jean-Claude Van Damme sometimes. Like he was – but in Universal Soldier, they did try to explain it. They made him – what do you call it? Cajun? Creole?
Oh, yeah.
Something. Like French-speaking from Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he was a Vietnam soldier that died and they brought him back as this crazy Universal Soldier.
Yeah.
But they at least tried to explain it in that movie. Most of the time, they just don't.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
God.
He's not only is he an American secret agent, but he's a part of an agency that's secret. Like nobody even knows the agency exists. And he has this bizarre Austrian accent and his wife thinks he's a salesman, like a computer salesman or something.
Yeah.
Never once explained where the fuck he came from.
Jesus.
So there's that.
Yeah. Back to the asshole thing.
Asshole eating. Have you ever licked an asshole? Because I have not.
No.
Aldi's never been like, Orion, girls love this.
No.
You have to give it a try.
No.
Seriously, lick my asshole now. I imagine if Aldi wanted her asshole licked, it would have been licked by now. She's very commandeering.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. She tells me what she wants and what she likes. But on the radio the other day, I think it was 105.3 Hot FM or something, people call in and just tell stories and shit. And it's always these dumb fucking bitches that are like, so like this happened?
Yeah.
Well, you know, anyway, I guess it was confessions night or something.
Ooh.
And this chick calls in and said her ex had a foot fetish.
Oh, man.
And this was on WSNX. But anyway, it was a different radio station.
Oh.
And they had some confessions.
A lot of people aren't going to know what you're talking about anyway in terms of radio station, so who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But she initially goes, yeah, my ex-boyfriend, he had a foot fetish. And they're laughing like, that's it? Ooh, big deal, you know? But then she gets into it and says her ex-boyfriend wanted her to put her toes in his ass. And it was like 3 months into the relationship, he just went up to her and said, hey, I like this. And if you don't want to do it, I can't be with you.
Wow.
So,
hey, he knows what he wants.
Yeah. He hasn't had a girlfriend since her. And I think she dumped him after that because he got really like asshole-ish about it.
Yeah.
Like either you do this or it's not going to work out.
Well, then, obviously silly. It's not going to work out. That's a weird ultimatum to give. Like I'm in defeat. But not only that, if you won't stick your foot in my ass, then we're done.
Yeah.
Then I guess we're done, asshole. weirdo. I've never understood foot fetishes. For the longest time, feet used to gross me the fuck out.
Yeah.
They were like retarded hands. Have we talked about this before?
We have, yeah.
They're like flipper hands with like a weird knob on the back end of them. They're like retard, like the Hills Have Eyes hands.
I guess I could picture it that way. They just look like feet. They don't bother me.
And unless it's a really like... this is kind of an oxymoron in my mind, but like a really attractive foot.
Yeah.
They're kind of gross regardless of whose foot it is. Like they're just wrinkly and knobby, veiny, and yeah, veiny. And I've mellowed out on that a lot. They don't bother me anymore.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand like the sex appeal. Like I've seen videos of people getting foot jobs where you're basically jerking the guy off with your feet.
Yeah.
No appeal to me whatsoever. In fact, it's still kind of revolting to me. Like I see that and I scroll away from it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You ever see foot fetish videos online?
Like I just said, I've seen the foot job videos. I've seen
they're
people
fucking weird, yeah,
putting feet in their mouth and shit. That's one thing I will not do. Like if a girl really, really, really wanted to give me a foot job for some reason, which I don't understand why they would, but if she really wanted to, I'd probably let her. I wouldn't really be into it, but whatever.
Yeah, let her do her thing.
If she wanted me to put her foot in my mouth, then it would probably be over.
Yeah.
I'm not putting anyone's feet in my mouth. I don't care whose foot it is, unless it's like to save a life. I'm not putting your foot in my mouth.
Yeah.
I guess Brian was right. I'm very vanilla when it comes to sex.
Very vanilla. I've never heard that term, that saying.
You never heard vanilla sex? You've never heard anyone say, or just vanilla in general. It's like beige, you know, it's like neutral and boring.
Not really. Wow. Where have I been?
Like people who only like vanilla ice cream.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. I just haven't heard it. That's weird.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
You haven't heard that song from the 80s? Everyone Who Sucks Is Vanilla.
Yeah.
By Prince.
Well, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
I always wanted to bring this up. Have you ever seen a movie that has actually scared you?
Well, I talked about Little Monsters and how it kind of freaked me out when I was a kid.
Not recently, but as an adult.
I'm losing my voice again, which happens to me from time to time. Not really. Like, movies in general don't really scare me. Like, scary movies I don't really like, but it's not so much... The only times they scare me is when they like, when it's like a cheap scares, like a surprise.
Really?
Like,
oh, man.
You know, when like the music gets like crazy tense and then all of a sudden something happens, you know?
Yeah.
Then they startle me, but they don't really scare me. The reason I don't like scary movies is largely because they make me uncomfortable. Like they either gross me out or like, there are certain things that I just can't see or think about, or it makes me all wiggly and weird.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get there right now because I'm about to talk about it.
Yeah.
But like anytime, and this isn't even necessarily in scary movies, anytime I see somebody get an injection,
yeah,
especially in certain areas, like if I see somebody get an injection in the ass, I can kind of handle it.
Yeah.
But anytime it's in like the inside of the forearm or like in the elbow or in kinda the back like of the hand.
In the vein or something.
Any place that's kind of bony,
yeah,
or whatever, it freaks me out. Like no. It's not that it scares me, and it's not like I don't know how to describe it. It just makes me wiggly. Like it makes me really uncomfortable. I want to shake that feeling off.
Yeah.
And, I'm kind of doing it right now.
Oh, man.
And the same thing goes for like, anytime somebody slices their wrist or something in a movie.
Yeah.
Like if you sliced like your bicep in a movie, like if you showed somebody taking a razor blade and making a slice across their bicep, I wouldn't care. Yeah. But if they do it on their wrist or like the Achilles heel area,
yeah,
or like the back of a knee or like inside the elbow,
yeah,
freaks me out. Like I can't watch it. And so sometimes like things like dismemberments and things in scary movies,
yeah,
will do that to me. But for the most part, then they don't really scare me. They just occasionally creep me out.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
It doesn't suck because I've said before that I don't like being scared, and
that's
I don't understand
true.
Why people do.
I forgot about that.
So for me, it's fine.
Yeah, I kind of like that because nothing scares me anymore. So when I see a movie that really fucking kind of terrifies me in a way, I get excited like, oh, yes, because I haven't felt that way since I was a kid when it came to movies. Or shit, it could have been a fucking TV show or something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to like movies that involve like chasing and there's some kind of force that can't be defeated and you're running from it and trying to figure out how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And like, or even hiding, like you may judge, you know, these movies and say they suck, but they've scared me. The 30 Days of Night, have you seen that?
I have not, but I know what it is.
You could argue that's a silly movie and it's kind of fucking stupid.
That's the one with the vampires in Alaska because... Is it Alaska?
Yeah.
Because Alaska has these periods where it's just fucking dark.
Yeah.
All the fucking time.
Most northern town.
So the vampires are like, this is fucking awesome. We can stay out all fucking day.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a lot of running and hiding because they portray the vampires as this very violent, not just, you know, walking around like, ooh, I'm scary, look at me.
Not like the Interview with the Vampire type vampire where it's some kind of like douchey, like Victorian, almost like prissy kind of vampire that just goes around and seduces women.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. Like there's a scene where they don't know what's going on, but they drive way out and they're on their way to this one location. They get out of the vehicle because they see something. Oh, I thought I saw something. They get the binoculars going and one of the characters is like, get in the truck. And the other guy's like, what? Get in the truck. And they get in the truck and they're driving away full fucking speed. This thing catches up, jumps on the vehicle. You don't really see it. It's just kind of like a silhouette, but it's violently banging on the truck and screaming. It's just super violent and terrifying. And throughout the movie, they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do and they're hiding and they know the town and the vampires don't. So it's kind of interesting, but scary at the same time. I kind of like movies like that. Kind of like, way back in the day, Predator, you know,
yeah,
like what the fuck is this? And they're trying to figure it out, that kind of stuff.
See, I love the movie Predator, but I wasn't scared by it. Even the first time I saw it,
really?
I wasn't scared by it. Did I ever? I watched the movie Total Recall for the first time with my dad.
Yeah,
and I was pretty young, and I wasn't supposed to watch it, but my dad let me watch it anyway. God fucking damn it! So I wasn't supposed to watch it. My mom wouldn't have let me watch it, and my dad let me watch it anyway. And we got to the part where. There's like this big tunneling machine and it like barrels into the one of the like the guy with the mutant hand, I think, the black guy, forget what his name is because fuck cares. But and it like it kills him, like he gets killed by this thing, and I covered my eyes for a second and my dad turned it off and said, well, fine, you can't fucking watch it then. You fucking pussy, you fucking stupid little fucking kid.
Jesus.
He didn't say any of that, but he did say I couldn't watch it anymore. Because I was scared, but the thing is, I wasn't scared. It's just that I didn't like gross stuff.
It made uncomfortable.
Yeah. I didn't want to see it. I knew what was happening. It didn't, you know, it's not like covering my eyes was going to make me not know.
Yeah.
I knew he was being just destroyed by this drilling machine. And actually it was probably worse in my head than it was on screen.
Yeah.
But, so I wasn't, even back then, I wasn't scared by that stuff.
Damn.
But like Predator, I love the movie Predator, but not because it was scary, not because it was like a horror movie where they're being stalked and it was, ooh, what's going to happen next? It's scary. It's kind of hard for me to explain why I liked it. I guess I just like part of it's like an action movie,
But interesting sci-fi.
Yeah, exactly.
But in retrospect, I guess Aliens, I really liked an alien because, I guess they're not only, the enemy is unknown. But they're not only running from it, but they're stalking it and trying to kill it. It's really scary to me.
I guess I agree with you on why you like them up to the point where you say it's scary. Like like Alien. I like the movie Alien.
I guess
It is like a sci-fi horror movie. You know, it is essentially, it could take place anywhere and you could replace the alien with like Michael Myers, you know.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
It's this sort of almost supernatural being, and you never know where the fuck it is, and you know it's coming to kill you, and you're trying to survive. So I can get behind, you know, that. I loved the movie Alien, but not because it was scary.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to explain that, you know, like what it is that I do like about it, if it's not that it's scary. But
man, yeah. But I guess it's the thrill. I don't know. It's like you've seen Fugitive, right? That's not scary,
like
but
the movie The Fugitive with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's running and everyone's after him and he's got to, you know, survive. That didn't scare me. But those kind of movies that I'm turned on to where there's this, they have to figure out what the fuck to do because everything is after them. And like, what are you going to do?
I can get behind that.
It kind of like watching these movies where, you know, there's this threat kind of turns me on to winter. It's like the only aspect I like about it. Like when it's really shitty out, you feel really safe at home because God forbid if you have to go out there, fuck, anything can happen, man. You could, you know, your fucking car could fuck up or your tire will blow or something. Then you're really fucked. but you're just going to the grocery store. It's like, who gives a shit? But
you like that about winter? Like, you like the excitement of knowing that at any moment your life could be ruined?
I don't know. It's a thrill. It's a thrill. And it's the only time when I'm home I feel that, like, overbearing comfort and safety. I don't know.
Huh.
Like, I'm at home. It's nice and warm. I'm not out there in that shit. But if I have to go out there, whoa, here goes the adventure, you know?
See, now that doesn't appeal to me at all. In fact, that's one of the reasons I hate winter.
Yeah.
And I really pretty much should probably move out of Michigan. Like, I should probably move somewhere down south because I'm not going to, you know, self-diagnose, but I almost think I have, like, seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
You know, where in the winter months, you get depressed.
Yeah.
Like, not just like, oh, it's gray and, oh, you know, it's not as nice as it is in the summer. Like, literally, like, seriously depressed.
Yeah.
Like, it just occurred to me the other day, actually. You know, like, I was talking about how when we were talking about my mom's email and I was talking about how I got really, really fucking down.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was, you know, circumstantial. It was the things that were happening. But it also occurred to me that a lot of that time period was during the winter because my girlfriend and I had broken up in November. So right after that, I was in the winter. And it seems like it's cyclical. Like I go through these periods where I'm just fucking down all the time.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to get super serious and down again. But like last night I was trying to go to sleep and there were so many things going through my head that were just depressing and alarming. And I couldn't get to sleep.
Oh man.
I eventually did. But my point is, the winter months just kill me. Like, and I think it's the weather. I think a lot of it is a visual thing for me. Everything gets gray and
it is
snowy.
Depressing, yeah.
Everything dies. But then on top of it, you got things like you were talking about that you apparently like.
It's thrilling. Yeah.
I'm afraid to go to the store because my car could die. And then my whole week is fucked because I don't have money to, if it's a tire that blows, maybe I can fix it. If it's like the engine dies, I might be fucked. Like there's nothing I can do. And then I have to start, relying on other people, which, luckily I have people that I can rely on, but I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just a horrible fucking thing. And, or I could get in a car accident. You know, I just don't want to do anything. Like in the winter, I start to feel like I get this feeling.
Something bad's going to happen.
No. Not really that. I get this feeling like I want the whole world to just stop.
Yeah.
Like I want to go to sleep. And I don't mean this in a suicidal way, but I want to sleep forever.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go to sleep until I'm done.
You just want to hibernate till it's over?
Exactly. I want to hibernate till the winter's over. I want to go to sleep and just not wake up until I'm ready to.
Yeah.
And then when I do finally wake up, I want just an infinite amount of time in which I can say, okay, now I'm going to clean myself up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to finally get a fucking haircut and shave and go out and get some new clothes.
Yeah.
You know, and you just fucking straighten myself out because I feel like I've just fallen off a fucking cliff of despair when the winter months came around.
Damn.
I guess I did take that darker than I meant to, but
Jesus.
But yeah, so the winter does not have that thrill for me.
Okay.
And like last winter, all these like, hey, we should go snowboarding.
Yeah.
And God. I don't snowboard. I tried it once and I hurt myself. So I was like, no, fuck this. I'll go skiing though. Skiing I can handle. Except that last winter when I went skiing, the one time I was convinced to go, I kept seeing, did we talk about this? I can never remember what the fuck
we
talked about.
Did, but yeah, go for it. If we did, it was way back.
We were going down these hills and they're not that big hills. Like we don't live in the mountains, you know?
Yeah.
And, I kept seeing these little girls on skis going over this little jump at the bottom of this hill. Tiny little girls, like 8 years old, going over this fucking hill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if they can fucking do it, I can do it. It must not be that big a deal. And so the big difference is that, and I hadn't really considered this, was that they were going like side to side, you know, like skiing all the way down to one side of the hill and then all the way back to the other side. So they're not really going that fast.
Yeah.
Plus they're really light. I basically barreled straight for this thing. Like I might as well have been leaning over with my sticks pointing straight behind me, you know, like
a ski jumper.
Yeah. I'm barreling towards this fucking hill and I hit it.
50 miles an hour.
They must have been. And my feet go up in front of my face, like over my head. And I just barely had time to say, oh, fuck. And then, bam, I landed on my back. And then, like, I still got I had my arms, or my hands through the little loops in the ski poles. So yeah. I've got like, I still got the ski poles attached to me. One ski, I think, broke off and the other one's still on. And I'm like writhing around. Like I had got squirming. The wind knocked out of me.
Yeah.
And like Orion comes up and I've got one arm behind my back and he thinks I broke it.
Yeah. Well, you were like, oh,
well, I was in pain, but I didn't break my arm. And for like the next week or 2 weeks, I was just hobbling around. Like I could barely walk. I had to call into work. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That so sucks. There's another reason that winter sucks. Like, yeah. I get convinced to go and participate in winter sports. Yeah. And I fucking kill myself. Anyway. Oh, and you know, another thing about winter that kind of sucks is that like when I was a little kid and up to probably when I was like 20, wintertime had this feeling that it's hard to describe. I guess you would call it like the Christmas feeling, like the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the Christmas decorations would come out and shit.
Yeah.
And like everywhere felt like Christmas. Like you'd go to the fucking mall and there's decorations and Christmas music playing. Yep. And just bells everywhere and just fucking everything felt like Christmas. Like there was actually a palpable feeling in the air.
Oh, yeah. And almost a smell, you know?
Yeah. And I don't feel it anymore at all.
Yeah.
Like I it must be me. Like I'm sure nothing changed, but I almost feel like the world around me changed and that just went away.
Which is
weird, especially since like I only appreciate Christmas as like a commercial holiday, like a reason to have the day off from work and to exchange presents with friends. Like, but there was like this feeling in the air and it's just gone.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just because I've gotten old and jaded or if it's because I don't go out as much as I used to or, you know, I don't decorate shit. So, and I don't hang out with people. Like I don't hang out with real family oriented people who do that kind of shit. So maybe, you know, I don't know, but I don't feel it anymore.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. I don't feel it at all.
And I'm
trying to think about it. Like if we both had really good jobs and we had a shit ton of money and we're like buying each other gifts and shit, like a ton of them, and we had a tree and shit, like if...
I'm not sure if I could buy that feeling back.
I don't think it would come back like it was.
Maybe I could. If I just had like a really nice place and a shit ton of money, I could decorate the fuck out of it and have people over for Christmas and like fucking everybody drinks hot cocoa and wears stupid ass sweaters just and no Santa worries. Hats and trades presents and shit. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it would come back or not.
It was definitely, that like you were rewarded for doing nothing. You had no responsibilities.
It's not even the reward. It's like there was just this feeling in the air. Like everything felt like Christmas. Like I just go outside in the snow and it's like there was a brilliance to the snow that's not there anymore. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I need medication.
It's all the experiences we've been through. Yeah.
It's quite possible that I need to be on some kind of medication. I have health insurance. I wonder if that covers like psychiatric meds. Maybe I should see some kind of therapist. I don't know.
And be sure to bring that up.
Can you imagine how different this show would be if I was on antidepressants? Like fucking.
Oh, man.
All right. Welcome back to I Just Had a Thought.
I just had a beautiful morning.
I just had a great day.
.com. I can't picture that.
It'd be like that one episode where we tried to be positive, only it would actually just be positive. Like, you know what I really like? Children. Not in a pedo way. I just, the innocence of children. Yeah. It's just amazing. I could just
picture you at the therapist and what seems to be the problem? I miss Christmas.
I think I mentioned before that I did go to a therapist briefly. Like, I don't know what if it was a psychologist or whatever, but I went to some kind of therapist briefly when I was a kid, and it was just the stupidest fucking experience ever. Like, I almost think I could maybe benefit from seeing a therapist, but I think, like, the chances that I wouldn't hate the therapist are so slim that I'd have to try out a bunch of them first.
I don't really believe in that shit because it's all textbook. And I guess it helps with...
It depends on what you mean by you don't believe. Like, to a certain extent, it can help to just talk about things. I mean, that's...
For sure, yeah.
But I could talk to you about things. The thing is, there are certain things that, like, I just... I can't, like... I feel like if I were to talk about it...
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, there are certain people you know who are just fucking downers.
Yeah.
Just fucking all the time. Like, Jesus Christ, just have a cookie and fucking smile for a second.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would be that guy if I was just fucking like the a couple seconds ago or what a couple minutes ago or whatever when I was talking about how like I felt like during the winter time like I just want everything to stop and I just want it all to shut down and stuff. Like that's probably the most I've ever said about that to another human being and I felt a little weird about it there because this is a fucking like this is meant to be entertainment. So, and you know like So if I was like, if I went to you and I was like, Orion, I need to talk to you for a second. And then like just out of nowhere, I'm like,
are you drunk?
Yeah. Just out of nowhere, like apropos of nothing. I'm just like, Orion, I just feel like shit all the time. Yeah. And I just feel like the world is crashing down around me, you know, and I just want it all to stop. And I feel like I live my life for other people. Like I feel like I go to work all day just to sustain my current station in life. And then I come home and I do nothing. And then I go back to work again. And that's all I ever do. Like when I lived alone, I would go to work and I would come home and I would surf the internet for maybe an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I just would go to sleep and it'd be like 7 o'clock.
Damn.
In the evening, I'd go to sleep and I wouldn't wake up again until 7 in the morning. I'd sleep fucking 12 hours. That's not normal. And then I'd get up and I'd go to work and it would start all over again. I'd come home and I'd do it all over again.
Damn.
And it just felt like the whole world, you know, was just crushing me.
Yeah.
Now, if I just came up to you one day, and I was like, hey, what's going on? Oh, not much. You know, slow day at work. No big deal. What's up with you? I feel like the world is crushing me. Okay. Do you want to talk about it? Yes, I do. Let's talk for fucking 3 hours about how horrible I feel. Yeah, it just, you know, like, you can't do that.
I can kind of... This may sound weird, but I can kind of identify with that. So
you can't do that to people. I mean, even if you're really close to somebody, you can't do that on a regular basis. You'll just fucking destroy them.
Yeah. Like
they'll either end up hating you or you'll just make them feel worse. You know, you'll make them feel bad.
It's only good when, you're drinking.
So that's where I think maybe a therapist could be helpful to somebody.
Yeah.
Because you can just let all that shit out and it's their job to just fucking take it. To just be your depressed punching bag or whatever.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know, if you do seriously have some kind of like chemical imbalance, some kind of disorder where you should be on antidepressants, then it can help you that way. And I do think to a certain extent, therapy is for dumb people.
Yeah.
Like people who can't work their own problems out in their head.
That's what I don't like about it. It's textbook solutions. And I don't know. I haven't been to a therapist, so I don't know. Maybe it's not, but that's what it seems like to me. Like, hold on, let me look this up based on what I've been educated, you know, to,
right.
Yeah, this is what you need. And a lot of times it's, you might need this pill and that might help, but, any kind of, solution that they would, you know, bring up. I don't know. I can't imagine it'd be special for your case.
I talked about, you know, my social phobia.
Yeah.
And how, like, I feel weird saying phobia because it's not, I'm not afraid. It's not that I'm afraid. And it's hard to explain what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, for lack of a better word, like, I'm scared to go to the bank sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Not scared, but like it just makes me really nervous, really anxious.
You're paranoid, yeah.
If it's not even paranoia, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like to a certain extent, I guess it's like I'm afraid that if I go to the bank and I do something stupid because I don't know what I'm doing because I don't go to the bank often enough, that they're going to call me out on it and I'm going to look like an idiot. Of course, in my head, I'm like, well, who the fuck cares? I don't know this person. I don't ever have to see them again if I don't want to. There's plenty of, especially with my bank, there's plenty of branches around. I could just go to a different one.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter, like logically, but for some reason, and that's a bad example because I do go to the bank sometimes, but that kind of thing. If there was, and it probably isn't, but if there was some kind of pill that a doctor could give me that would make that go away, not such a bad deal. You know, it sounds like a good idea. So
pretty sure. Yeah. They give those out. The pill that makes you not give a fuck anymore.
I would love a pill that makes me not give a fuck anymore. This might be taking it way too down. Hey, maybe we should move on to voicemails.
All right, let's do that.
So we got a few this week. Let me see.
Why does Orion have patches of hair in random spots in his body? On his body? I don't know. Just kind of wondering about that.
Orion, why do you have patches of hair in random spots on your body?
Son of a bitch. Well, one day I was talking about how pissed off I was that, you know, as a mammal, I've evolved to this human being with patches of hair in spots like that are isolated.
It is kind of weird the way we grow hair. Like, we grow it on our crotches. Well, we grow it kind of on our legs.
Like I have like this little patch of hair, these two spots like on both sides of my ribs. it's just this little spot. It'll grow hair. And
well, that's just weird. You're just a fucking mutant then. Yeah. Because that's not normal.
And I do have the chest hair, you know, but.
Yeah, like a fucking carpet. Orion has this swatch. I'm not making fun because, to be honest, I almost wish mine came in that way because mine comes in like a line. Like it comes out in kind of sparse on the sides, but there's like a line that goes straight down between my man boobs all the way down to my dick. It's just a line. And you have this like fucking rectangle all over the center of your chest.
Yeah.
Like a welcome mat. Like you could shave the word welcome into it.
It's kind of like a shield. Yeah. But, I was talking about how pissed off I was that, like, why does this happen? It's not like I'm so cold in that one spot, you know? So right, why do I have them? I don't know, but it does piss me off.
Maybe you have like third and fourth eyes there that you just don't know about.
Do you have like random hairs that grow out like on your shoulders and shit?
On my shoulders and shit,
I have like
shit,
two
yeah.
hairs on yeah. my right shoulder that just grow.
I'll like Why? Every once in a while I'll be in the shower and I'll see like this hair that's like half an inch long. And I'm like, where the fuck did you come from? And how did I miss you for weeks and weeks on end? Like, it's not like you grew overnight.
Yeah.
And I'll try to pull it out and then it hurts. Like, I've never understood how girls can do that shit. Like, they just pluck
hairs.
Like, they just pluck at their eyebrows all fucking day long. And it's like, no, it's no big deal. That's because you've pulled every nerve ending out with every hair follicle. That's why it doesn't hurt anymore. I could never just fucking pluck at my eyebrows.
I have to shave it. Yeah, I can't just pull them out. Jesus.
Luckily, I do get a little bit of hair between my eyebrows.
Peach fuzz. Yeah.
I don't have like a unibrow, but I do have a little bit of hair there. But luckily, my eyebrows are pretty much blonde, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I do get, and I have hair kind of on my shoulders, like more than I would like, but not like a fucking jungle.
Yeah.
But like right at the base of my neck, like between my shoulders, there's kind of like this fuzzy spot, and that drives me nuts.
Really? Is it like thick?
Sort of.
Because that would suck.
It's really like thin, wispy hairs, but it's a fair enough amount of them that it's really fucking annoying. Like when I do get a haircut and you can see the base of my neck, I have to like shave the base of my neck or I feel weird and like a gorilla.
Yeah.
And then I have like this patch of hair that's kind of the same way, that's like in the small of my back, like above my ass.
Yeah. I don't have that, but a lot of people I know do. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. Why? Why would that happen?
Exactly. If I was fucking filthy fucking rich, I would probably get that all electro whatever fucked off. Just like fucking, can you just laser everything off? Just, I don't need body hair.
Yeah.
I just take it all.
Yeah.
I get these, I wonder if it has something to do with being like a fucking sickly redhead.
Oh, but God.
I get these like, I guess they're like dry skin bumps. Like, almost like they're like goosebumps all over my fucking thighs.
Really?
And it looks like I just have goosebumps all the time. I don't know if maybe it's just a like a lifelong irritation to wearing pants. Like if I stopped wearing pants, they'd go away. I don't know. But it's like these little tiny like goosebumps all over my fucking thighs.
I don't have that. I don't know.
Well, you're a lucky man because it's disgusting.
That
and it's
would
another
suck.
Thing. It's another reason I don't like taking my pants off because it's fucking disgusting. And who wants to see that? I don't even want to see that. And I'm not going to subject other people to that shit.
Yeah. It's another reason. Like Aldi the other day, whenever it was, she was, let me make sure she's not listening. She was, you know, she had the visitor. She's like, God, this is, I really hate this aspect of being a woman, obviously. And I'm like, ha, 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 you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
When you think about it, we get these fucking hair patches everywhere. We don't know why.
Yeah. And
you have the bumps on your legs. It's like, God damn, why?
Yeah,
why?
No reason. Yeah.
We got to live with it. So I think we have it worse.
Just another reason not to believe in God. Because why would he do that to me?
Yeah.
Is that my punishment for original sin? Like, I got fucking dry skin irritation all over my fucking legs.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. Even if he is real, I hate him for that. I'm not going to heaven. Fuck you. I don't want to hang out with you.
But all right. Anything else about unsightly body hair?
Unsightly body hair. Not really. I grow a nice beard.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I have a massive fucking beard right now because I'm just so... It's another one of those things. I'm just lazy. Like,
I have the same issue you do. If you shave it all clean and you look in the mirror, it's like you don't have a jaw.
Yeah, like I feel like I have
you do.
I have this missing chin.
But like, it's like it. There's no like edge, you know? There's
yeah.
your face... Edge.
I used to grow like neck. This chin strap beard just because I felt like I needed an outline to my face.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
You're not the only one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that same issue.
I would never, like, for the longest time, I would not shave myself clean shaven because I felt like my face just melted into my neck. Like, ugh.
I remember one day, way back when we lived together at that one house.
Yeah.
And I asked you to, I was like, Kyle, just shave it all off, shave it all off. And you're like, fuck you, dude, no. And right. then finally one day you're like, you know what? Fuck it. So yeah. you did. And you came out with that face like, you asshole. Yeah. What do you think, dick? And I was laughing because I hadn't experienced that, like what were you saying? Like your face is melting into your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas now I do, even though.
Well, I think it's worse for me anyway, because I've always been heavier than you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a giant fucking fat ass. Yeah. I'm about as heavy as I've ever been right now. I haven't weighed myself in a while. I'm probably like, I got to be like 240.
Yeah.
But, you know, even when I was like 175, I felt like, Jesus Christ, I can't look at this fucking face. I got to cover it up with some hair.
Some kind of hair, yeah. So I don't know if other guys out there had the same problem, unless they're like I was when we lived together. I didn't have the problem because I was fucking bones.
Well, just yeah, you were
skinny
really
as shit, like disgustingly skinny.
It's because you don't eat. You fucking eat once a day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had a Orion, are you hungry? I'm going to go out and get some food. No, it's all right. I had a stick of gum earlier. I'm good. Fucking asshole.
But yeah.
The funny thing is, though, actually, for a while, you and I like would essentially eat the same thing because we did like the shopping together.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And like if we ate fast food, we would do it together. Like we would go out and we would get like six or more double cheeseburgers and split them up from McDonald's and eat them. So you were eating the same garbage I was, but I was still like, I just don't have
metabolism.
Yeah. You have a better metabolism than I do.
Yeah. What else? And like, with your hair, every time you run into somebody you haven't seen in a while, they're like, whoa, dude, look at the hair, you know, right. Jesus Christ.
I imagine most people probably don't get that as often because I think most people don't change their hair up that often.
Yeah.
But I just don't have a set thing. Like, I would love to just get a bunch of pictures of me over time and put, like, just crop them all so they're just headshots and just put them all next to each other. Because I swear to God, like, some of them, you wouldn't think we're even the same person.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you, like, me right now and me, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
There's no way. You wouldn't even think it was the same person. Like, right now, I have long red hair and a giant red beard. And, like, 5 years ago, I had, like, pink hair.
Yeah.
And, like, I was either clean shaven or had, like, the chin strap beard.
Chin strap beard, yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm picturing, like, if you go to the fucking barber, it's a nightmare. What are they going to do, you know?
Yeah. Well,
so it's like, fuck.
There have been times that I've gone there with like I'd grown my hair way out because I just am lazy. And they're like, wow, you have a lot of hair. What do you want me to do to it? And I'm like, just fucking cut it all off. Just make it, you know, shorter on the sides, shorter in the back, and a little bit longer on top. Just, you know, kind of a standard haircut.
Yeah.
And they're like, really? I used to get, you know what? I don't know if it's just people like kissing my ass because I'm the customer.
Yeah.
But I used to get, man, your hair, you have great hair. It's such great hair. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. Because one of the reasons they would say I had great hair, I think, was because it was red and it's in not that common color.
Okay. Yeah.
But one of the other reasons they would say I had great hair was because it's really thick. I have ridiculously thick hair. And I always hated that. Because like when I grew it out in high school, I had really, really long hair.
Yeah.
And if I had straight hair, like straight thin hair, it would have been fine. It would have been real easy to put in a ponytail and just, you know, forget about it. But I had super thick, kind of wavy hair. And it's so like if I left it down, it was like a fucking circus tent over my head. Like it would just go down over my shoulders. There'd be like one side would be all the way to the edge of my shoulder and the other side would be all the way to the edge of the other shoulder. And I looked like a fucking pyramid. It was ridiculous. I couldn't leave it down. So I had to put it in a ponytail. I don't know. Whatever. This is boring. What are we talking about? What the fuck are we talking about?
Doing our hair.
What was the voicemail we just... Oh, hair. Yeah, it was about hair, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we got more voicemails. Should I go to the next
Let's
one?
Let's do it.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking couple of faggots.
Hey, I feel really fucking retarded for calling in about this, but I don't know. I remember when the dividing by zero bullshit came up. It always irritated the fuck out of me, and I'm not sure if this is the same thing, but also the anything to the zero with power. I can't remember. Whatever. I just remember anytime they said anything you divided by zero equals one or some bullshit. I don't know. You did last time. Anyway, I always wanted to punch the teachers, and maybe it's because I was just too stupid to fucking understand it when they were explaining it to me, but to me, it's like, if I have a rock, and I'm trying to divide it by zero, I'm obviously not fucking dividing it by zero, you're just being a fucking pothead. You're thinking shit you probably shouldn't be thinking of. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And it's dumb. So, like, every fucking time that shit always came up, I always just want to, like, throw a rock at your head. Because it's just, like, you're asking me a question just to be a dick. Like, when people say, I think therefore I am, like, that kind of general statement of, how do you know you're alive? Crap. Well, if I'm thinking about it, I'm obviously alive. So now you're just being fucking, I don't know. You're just, it's like you're trying to outsmart me or be a dick at the same time. I know the words coming out of my mouth right now don't make a whole lot of sense, but it's because I don't plan anything very well. So yeah, later.
You know what that voicemail reminded me of?
What?
And I'm sorry, Austin, but have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
No.
There's this character. Well, do you know what it is? This guy gets like cryogenically frozen for some military test or something.
Yeah.
But then like shit happens and the place ends up like closing, but he's still there cryogenically frozen. And over time, he gets frozen for way longer than he's supposed to, like 100 years or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then he wakes up and it's the future and and everybody's a fucking idiot because the idiots kept procreating and the smart people were very kind of hesitant. They were like, well, I don't know if I'm ready to have a kid yet, or, you know, I want to be more financially stable before I have a kid. I want to make sure I'm with the right person, blah, blah, blah. And then, so they're not having kids. And so the dumb people are having all these kids. And so everybody turns dumb. And, and so this guy, relative to everyone else, is a fucking genius. And he meets this, one of the stupid people, one of the other main characters in the movie, and he starts talking to him and he goes like, why are you talking like a faggot? Just because he's using relatively intelligent speech. That's kind of what Austin's voicemail sounded like to me, especially at the end when he's like, it's like you're trying to fucking outsmart me or fucking trick me. Why are you gonna
ask me something?
Why are you asking me these philosophical questions? Or why are you trying to teach me about math? Like, you trying to make me sound like an asshole. You're just being a dick. Well, I do sort of get what he's saying. Like, to a certain extent, like, certain philosophical questions are interesting to ask yourself.
Yeah.
But there's not much point to it because you're not going to answer it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how do I know I'm alive? Well, I think therefore I am, I guess, is the best answer. But even that is, you know, how do I, like, there's no real way to say this is why I'm alive.
Yeah.
I used to think like stupid deep thoughts to myself. I think everybody does at some point, or most people. I like to think most people have asked themselves these questions, but like, I remember laying on a trampoline talking to a friend once about like, how the fuck do we know we're not asleep? Like, how do I know that I haven't been asleep my whole life? Like, I wasn't born in a coma and everything I've ever experienced, I've made up in my head. How do I know, like, one day I won't wake up and colors. I made up colors.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do I know I won't wake up and, like, I'm actually a spider?
Yeah.
Like, some kind of crazy alien spider. And I just didn't know because I've never been awake. Like, how do I know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, that's kind of stupid to dwell on because I never will know unless I happen to wake up. Jesus Christ, you hear this fucking cat?
Yeah, fucking cats.
I mean, I like animals, I like cats, and they're nice, but Jesus.
It gets to that point when they're in the hall, like, by themselves, going, it's so annoying. It makes me want to commit murder on the cat.
I read this article one time that said that cats, like, they know and intentionally make sounds that remind us of, like, babies, like human infants, because they know it, like, it will annoy us and it's like a distressing sound to hear.
Yeah.
So we'll feed them. Except that that's not what this guy wants. I think that this particular cat has enormous balls, much like me, like scaled down to cat size.
Yeah.
I think he needs to just be fucking neutered.
We got to neuter him. Yeah. We got to get his balls.
At any rate, what were we talking about?
Crazy stuff you thought about. Like,
Well, we were responding to his voicemail, which was basically which was basically he didn't like it when teachers would ask him questions. Okay, I don't know if I talked about this before. Maybe I did, and if I did, then bear with me. I apologize. But when I was in high school, like 11th grade, I think.
Yeah.
I was always really bad at math. And on top of that, around like junior high, I just stopped giving a shit about school in general. Like, I stopped doing homework. Cause I felt like, what the fuck? I'm at school 6 hours a day. You're gonna make me do homework now? Yeah. You're gonna make me take work home and do it? That's not enough time for you, you fucking assholes.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it. And so I'd ace the tests and shit. Even in math class, I did pretty good on the tests. Cause I understand the concepts. I'm just kind of slow at it. But, So I did really bad in math, and the next math class I took, they essentially put me in what I'm pretty sure was like a remedial math class. I mean, yeah. it was geometry class. And it was just geometry, except that I noticed that everybody else in there was a fucking retard. And the teacher taught the class like this new teaching method where they don't give you the answers. They just ask you questions and make you come to the conclusions on your own.
Oh, God.
Until you get to the right answer, at which point they will say, good job, you figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, that's all well and good, except that it meant we were really fucking slow because everybody else in the class was a fucking moron. At one point, the teacher brought in a birdhouse, like a wooden birdhouse. And like I said, if I've talked about this before, then I'm sorry. But the teacher brought in a birdhouse and said, how many dimensions does this birdhouse exist in? How many dimensions does this birdhouse exist in?
Yeah.
And I thought it was the most obvious question I'd ever heard in my life. Like, it's a three-dimensional object. You know, I didn't think there was a single human being that was my age or older, and there were older people in this class who had never been introduced to this concept. So she asked the class this, and I said it was a three-dimensional object. But rather than just take my word for it, because it was one of these classes where they want everybody to give input and everybody to come to the conclusion on their own, she asked everybody else, how many dimensions is a birdhouse? And there were so many fucking answers. It was retarded. Somebody like measured all the, like not measured, but counted all of the, like, the flat, like planar surfaces on the birdhouse.
Yeah.
Counted them all and said, it's like 18 dimensions.
Jesus Christ.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Wow. And I even got up in front of the class and I said, okay, who here has seen a 3D movie at some point?
Me.
Okay. 3D stands for three dimensional. Everything that you interact with on a day-to-day basis is three-dimensional, which means the reason it's three-dimensional is because you only need three dimensions to describe it. Like, to describe a point in three-dimensional space, you need height, width, and depth, or whatever, you know, like the X, Y, and Z coordinates in order to describe a point in three-dimensional space. I tried so hard to explain this, but we were working on this. How many dimensions is a birdhouse? For I swear to God, it had to be 2 weeks
that
we discussed this. It's so stupid. And I guess that sort of relates in the sense that, like, it was a stupid fucking question, except that I guess it needed to be asked because all these fucking idiots, like, I was 15, 16 at the time.
Yeah.
And there were people older than me in that class, like a lot of them, like 17, 18 years old, didn't know what three dimensions was. And it got even worse when we, like, how many dimensions is a line? Like a line segment.
Yeah.
Or a line. How many dimensions is it? Well, it's one dimension. It only goes in two directions and they're both, you know, the same dimension. Like, it could be any dimension. It could be, you know, X, Y, or Z. It doesn't matter, but it only goes two ways. It's a one dimensional thing. Well, I think it's infinite dimensions because you can pick any point on it and there are infinite points. So it's infinite dimensions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They said the same thing about a point. Like, how many dimensions is a point? Well, a point isn't really anything. I mean, it's a location.
Mass,
yeah. It's not a, yeah, exactly. It doesn't really have any dimensions. And so somebody said it was infinite dimensions because you could draw a line going through it in any possible direction.
Jesus. That's pretty sad.
I was so fucking, like, we learned, I don't know when I learned this, but I know it was way before I got to that class.
Yeah.
I was so mad. And the teacher would take these, she would write down, like Billy said, the birdhouse has 18 dimensions.
Yeah.
So she would write down Billy's hypothesis. The birdhouse has 18 dimensions and stick it on a piece of paper up on the wall. And she had like all these different hypotheses about how many dimensions a birdhouse has. And I wanted to fucking throttle her. I wanted to grab her by the neck and just throw her to the ground and strangle her until she just asphyxiated. speaking of asphyxiated, and this is completely off topic, but I heard this song on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't remember most of it. I don't remember who it's by or what the song is called. But the main, like, chorus lyric is, I can't breathe when I'm suffocated.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
I've heard that. I don't know what
fucking
song.
Moron. Of course you can't. Like, that's the stupidest song lyric I think I've ever heard. And there are some dumb songs out there. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
That's great.
I don't know. Do you have anything to say about this, like, teachers asking questions that are, like, trying to outsmart you?
No, not at all. Well, yeah, with Austin, he's tricky. You always have to kind of go, well, I think he meant this.
Right, right.
Like, If he had a stupid teacher or teachers and they just couldn't get him to grasp the concept,
right?
That sucks, but they're not idiots. I mean,
I don't really remember dealing with dividing by zero a lot in school. I remember being told you can't do it. And I remember, I think that was the extent of it at my, like in my math classes, they were just like, you can't divide by zero. And I was like, okay. And then I sort of had to reason out in my head why you can't divide by zero.
Yeah.
But they don't think they ever really said why. They just said you can't. And it sounds like his teacher, like he said something about like anything to the zeroth power is one or something. Oh, like, I don't, it sounds like he was really confused by the whole thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And he said anything divided by zero is, I don't know, one. Well,
yeah.
I was in the advanced math class and it was kind of on accident. I don't know. I didn't really grasp everything, but I did well enough. And then we got into this advanced class and it was strictly, with a calculator. It wasn't calculus, okay. But basically it was all memorizing how to use the calculator.
Like you got out like those graphing calculators that people would play Tetris on. And I always wanted one of those.
Oh yeah. They're expensive.
Yeah.
And, the teacher did explain it. I just didn't quite grasp it. And all I knew is when you did it on the calculator, it said error.
Right.
And
right.
I think I kind of got the idea, but I was a little, he was explaining it verbally. He wasn't drawing shit on the board. And I was like a very visual learner.
Yeah.
So he's saying shit and I'm like, wait, slow down. But I couldn't say that because it was advanced and everybody's like, got it.
Right. Right.
They were all Asian. Yeah.
I could have taught that fucking geometry class. And I am, when it comes to math, I am not, innately equipped to deal with it. Like I really have to reason it out to get it. Like if you teach me the concept, I can understand the concept, but like, I'm not quick with it. I'm not like a human computer. And a lot of people seem to have more of that in their brains, but I could have taught this fucking class. Like, and to a certain extent I did because I was the only one who knew what three dimensions meant. Jesus Christ.
Was the teacher was a woman, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she ever like, Kyle, shh. Like, I understand you get it, but these kids need my help.
No, but she wouldn't back me up either.
God, like, that'd be frustrating.
And that was super frustrating because I knew I had the answer and she knew I had the answer and she wouldn't just fucking say, okay, good, we got it. Okay, everybody understand? And if they don't, explain it to them a little bit better because maybe, you know, I didn't have the tact to explain it to them properly. But I was the only one in the class who knew the fucking answer. I we got to move on because I'm just repeating myself, but I still can't fucking believe it. Like I almost get violently angry. Like I feel a heat building up in me just talking about it. I was so mad at that stupid class.
Yeah, it just sounds like the whole purpose was to make the students feel good about themselves. Like it was a special ed.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like I was in a special
ed
class.
Good job. You have a hypothesis. It doesn't have to be right.
I honestly think somebody looked at my transcripts or whatever and said, yeah, he didn't do so good in math, so we're going to put him in the remedial math class, and I really didn't belong in there. But
yeah, that sucks.
Next voicemail, I guess.
All right.
Jordan, call Kyle.
Now,
okay.
That's kind of a worthless voicemail, but the only reason I did play it was because Jordan did actually call us after that.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Ram. It's Jordan. I just wanted to ask your advice on something. There's this guy, I guess you could call him a friend. Yeah, it's debatable. But he's always telling me to do this thing that I really don't want to do. It's not illegal. It's not wrong. But he constantly tells me to do this thing. And recently he's even started to try and blackmail me. And I wanted to know what your advice would be on the situation. Is murder too far, do you reckon? I'm thinking about it. All right, keep up the good show, et cetera, et cetera. Bye.
Now, I'm wondering if perhaps the thing that this friend is trying to get you to do all the time is call into the fucking show. Because this isn't the first time that this guy has called and said, Jordan, call in to the show.
Fucking call, yeah. But if not,
But yeah, for the sake of discussion, let's pretend that's not what it is.
Yeah.
What do you do if somebody's trying to get you to do something all the time and they're even like threatening to blackmail you?
Rape them.
To get you to do it. Rape them?
Just kidding. No. I don't know. Tell them to fuck off or piss off.
I guess it depends on what they have on you. You know, like what is it that they're going to blackmail you with? Because I can't think of a lot of things somebody could blackmail me with. I mean, if you listen to the show, it's very clear that I'm not a particularly private person, like especially since we've started doing the show. Like I've said things on here that I've never told anyone.
Yeah.
And now I've told the entire world or, you know, whoever wants to listen.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Like, I mean, what have you done? Like, do you, I won't ask you what they are, Orion, but do you have secrets that someone, if they knew them, could get you to do things yes. by threatening to tell?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I do. Maybe I do. I don't know. I mean,
I've done some fucked up shit.
Like rape?
No.
Like actual rape? Murder?
No, not murder. I guess it's no big deal then. Maybe I could tell everybody.
Are they illegal things?
No. They're just, I guess, embarrassing. I don't know.
Well, I've done some embarrassing shit, but I've talked about a lot of it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I just talked about how tiny my penis is a little while ago.
Slimy.
Yeah, I don't really know what to tell you. I guess if it's really that bad, then I guess you're going to have to do it or kill him. Yeah, one yeah. or the other. I don't advocate murder, but I mean, what kind of guy is this guy? I mean, he's blackmailing you. He can't be that great a guy. So, you know, I'm sure nobody will really miss him. Maybe mom, because moms are, you know, irrational that way. They'll always love their kids, even if they are fucking murderers and rapists. Like Jeffrey Dahmer's parents used to visit him in prison.
Yeah.
But other than his parents, I'm sure, you know, nobody will miss him. So, yeah, take him out.
Yeah.
I say murder.
Yeah.
And that was the last of our voicemails. So, story time, boys and girls.
Breaking fucking world fucking news.
Crime lord's fake penis falls off in raid. South African police caught more than they expected in a Cape Town drug raid when a strap-on dildo fell off a suspected crime lord during a search, the Sunday Times reported. Fat Murphy.
How great is that? Fat Murphy.
Sounds scary.
This is a South African crime lord. His name is Fat Murphy.
Fat Murphy, feared on the streets of Cape Town's notorious Cape Flats suburb, told a court that he is a hermaphrodite who holds male and female identity documents.
How does that happen? Like you get both under one under the name Fadwan, the other under Hillary. How do you get like? Can that happen in the U.S.? Like you're born a hermaphrodite, and they're like, you can have male and female ID.
I don't think so.
I think in the U.S., I think they usually just like they make the parents decide.
Yeah.
Like, hey, your kid was born with both. We ain't having that shit here, so pick one. We'll either snip the dick off or we'll sew up the vagina one or the other. I'm not sure how that works.
Police and a tearful Murphy.
Tearful? Like this crime lord is crying because he's a hermaphrodite.
Oh,
recounted the saga during a bail hearing for Murphy's charges of possession of stolen property, which come on top of earlier charges of kidnapping and intimidation, the paper said.
I had a vagina that could not be penetrated, but I also had male organs, testes, but I always knew I was really a man, and that was what I wanted to be, he told the court, according to the newspaper, while bawling like a fucking pussy.
God created me with both sexual organs. It was God's decision, not mine. Murphy has been married twice. His second wife's name is tattooed on his arm, like a beard, you know, like when a gay guy he's in the closet and he has a wife.
Yeah.
He said he received his male identity documents after undergoing surgery to remove his female organs when he was in his teens, the paper said. So before that, he was considered a girl with a penis.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get his male documents until he got his vagina sewn up. Police say Murphy offered them $1,300 not to search him during the raid. Police said they were investigating how Murphy obtained his male identity documents, saying they found no records of him undergoing sex change surgery. Murphy was released on $43 bail. How bad of a crime lord can this be? Because it also says, like, it also gives the monetary amounts in rand, but I don't know what the fuck rand is, yeah. So I just read the dollar amounts, which I assume are U.S. dollars. Maybe they're Australian dollars because this was an Australian website. Either way, $43 is not that much, even if I don't know what the exchange rate is, but I know Australian dollars aren't that far off from American dollars. $43 bail.
Wow.
Do they not have a lot of crime in South Africa? So South African crime lord just means this guy is like a notorious shoplifter or something. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, back to the dick falling off.
Yeah, they don't really explain that. So he had his vagina sewn up.
Yep.
But I guess maybe he had like a little mutilated mutant penis because he was a hermaphrodite. So like he wears a fake one, I guess.
Yeah, weird. Isn't that weird?
Don't you think somebody would notice?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, if why? I guess maybe if he's just wearing it for the lump in his pants, like,
that's
one thing. But if that's the case, you don't really need a fake penis. And if you're wearing it because you're like, hey, if I ever need to drop trow, I need to have a penis in there. Don't you think somebody would notice that for some reason you're wearing, like, thong underwear and your penis sticks out of a hole in the front? Like, for some reason your penis is strapped onto your body? I'm sure somebody would notice that.
They'd definitely notice, yeah.
Plus, most dildos, do you think he had to, like, custom made? Because most dildos are fairly realistic in shape, but in color, you know, they're either one, like, they might be a flesh tone, but it's still just, like, one flat color.
Yeah.
And it's not,
very,
like,
unrealistic.
You know, and it's, like, rubber. It's, like, kind of hard rubber. Like, you know, you can't, like, move it around.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like this would be a very good way to trick people.
I don't understand. Yeah, if he's not... No, I don't get it. Like... Maybe he tried to trick women, like, ooh, look at this big dick I have. But
yeah.
Nothing would ever happen, so why wear it anyway? And if he didn't wear it, nobody would give a shit. He's just wearing pants.
Oh, right.
I don't see the bulge.
I don't know what the point is. And why did it fall off?
Like,
do you not have it strapped on very well?
Must have been, yeah. They
take your pants down. All right. It's just a dick on the floor.
Oh, no.
And yeah, he's crying.
I had a vagina that could not be penetrated.
That just sounds like a taint to me.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's just the area between your balls and your asshole if it can't be penetrated. Like, unless he just means, like, he has a hymen and he tried to fuck a dude, but he's like, it hurt too much and so he didn't. Like, what does that mean, it can't be penetrated? Is it sealed off?
Was it sewn up? But that smells good.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways.
Speaking of vaginas.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, whom I used to have a huge crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
And I still think she's hot most of the time. She went through a fatty period for a while.
Really?
She did. You didn't ever see those pictures of her, like, big cottage cheese ass on the beach?
No.
She did. She went through a fatty period for a while. And fatty in this case is relative. I mean, she really wasn't like a giant fucking balloon. She just was fat for Jennifer Love Hewitt. But anyway, she was on George Lopez's late night talk show, which is only for Mexicans and stupid Mexicans.
Yeah.
We saw it once. It was just bullshit. It was
god awful.
Yeah. It was pretty terrible.
It wasn't just bad, like, jokes. It was just awkward. Pauses and stuff. Wouldn't laugh.
I'm not into George Lopez anyway. Like,
yeah.
He's as a comedian or whatever. And I've seen his sitcom. It's
horrible. Yeah.
But anyway, so he has this show that nobody watches, and Jennifer Love Hewitt was on it, and she was talking about, I guess, a book she wrote or something. Because she's talking about chapters, but I'll let you listen to what it is exactly she has to say.
There's a chapter in there that I think you'll like. And it's called The Jazzling, and it's all about The Jazzling. And after a breakup, a friend of mine, Swarovski, crystalled my precious lady, and it shined like a disco ball. And so I have a whole chapter in there about how women should vajazzle their vajayjays. It really helped.
You are the crystal Gandhi in my eyes.
It looks like a little disco ball down there. It's great. No, I really... It does. And
who said disco sucked? I think it's beautiful.
And it's hot pink for today for you, so that's good.
Are you currently vajazzled?
I am currently vajazzled. Yeah. But
when
ladies,
this interview is done, take this chair and hide it until after...
Okay, so that's the whole thing. I don't know what he's talking about. Take this chair and hide it. Or, like,
that
what
didn't
are you,
make any fucking sense.
What are you going to do? Dig through the seat cushions trying to find some Swarovski crystals from her vagina? Like, I don't...
I have no idea, yeah.
Anyway, as you can tell, George Lopez isn't terribly hilarious. But what is terribly hilarious is that Jennifer Love Hewitt is... Apparently, she went through a breakup. She was a little bit down and had a friend... glue rhinestones to her vagina.
Yep.
To cheer her up. You know what you need is a sparkly vagina. Maybe this is what I need. Like, I need, you know, during the winter months, I need a friend. Orion, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
I need a friend to glue rhinestones all over my dick.
I'm not going to do it.
Whenever I'm feeling down, I'll just look in my pants and I'll go, you know, life isn't so bad. I can't imagine in the logistics of this beyond anything else. Like, what do you use to adhere crystals to your vagina? Like spirit gum? Like they use to put on like prosthetics and shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
And like at like the end of the night, you go home. Do you just pop them off with a flathead screwdriver, or like what do? Do you leave them on overnight? Do you wear them for like a week at a time? Like, what do you do when, like, you know, I assume if you've got crystals glued all over your vagina that you don't, like, that you shave.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, that's even weirder. Jesus. That's like a fucking mess. It's like a bird's nest built out of hair and Swarovski crystals. So I assume she's shaved. What happens when, like, the hair starts to grow back? Like, you got, like, stubble, like, ingrown hairs up underneath your fucking crystals. It's like it's like some kind of magical, sparkly, like, rich person's STD. like you've broken out in crystal warts. Oh, man. I just had a weird encounter with a prince. Probably should have asked him about his sexual history first. And now I've just got these crystals spouting out all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not too down with this. This would not, it's not very, it doesn't sound attractive to me.
Yeah, and how would you feel if, like, you were hooking up with a chick for the first time, you get her pants down, and it's just covered in, like, fucking sequins?
Jesus.
it looks like a fourth grade art project down there. okay, all right. Are those piercings? Oh, no, they're just glued on. I had a friend do it.
Oh, man.
What kind of friend is this? I mean, I know girls sometimes are, like, kind of weirdly intimate with each other. Like, I know a lot of girls don't give a shit about being naked around each other, which is fucking weird to me, because if you wandered into the room naked one day and acted like it was no big deal,
yeah,
I would probably be a little weirded out.
Yeah.
But still, like, what kind of friend do you have that comes over and not only suggests but actually follows through with gluing shit all over your vagina? It has to be glued on, right? Like, how else is it stuck on there?
It's got
to
be.
Or are they, like, can you buy them adhesive backed and it's like stickers? In which case, I would think they would fall out all over in your pants.
Just,
like,
rubbing against the underwear.
Take your underwear off at the end of the day and it's just like just crystals fall all over the floor.
God.
How embarrassing would that be? Like, you're fucking ready to bone a dude. And like, your just crystals fall off. Oh, man.
It's magic, like, came out.
It's like a chandelier with a light bulb out.
Oh.
I don't know. Like,
it's not turning me on at all.
Do you think she stuffs glitter up there so that, like, when she queefs, it's like fairy dust?
I don't.
Just like, oh, look at that.
All I know is that for the past 3 minutes, I've been picturing her vagina.
Well, she said it's like a disco ball, too. Do you think that means she has, like, puffy vagina lips? Like, it's round down there?
No,
like,
I didn't picture that. I just pictured... When she said that, I pictured, like, little mirror things glued everywhere. That just, that's disturbing.
You don't want to see yourself when you're going down on a chick? How awkward would that be, too? You're, like, going down on her, and there's just these fucking, like, rocky bumps all over the place. Like,
God. Or even, can you imagine, like, hooking up with a chick, and she's got these, but you're not dropping her pants. You're, like, just putting your hand down there, and you feel these fucking bumps. I'd be like, gotta go.
What the hell is going on down there? Is this some kind of anti-rape device? Like,
Jesus.
Are spikes going to shoot out of this in a second?
How big are these crystals, you know?
I've seen the Swarovski crystals before. Like, people get them. It's kind of a stupid novelty rich people do.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily fabulously wealthy people, but, like, they'll get, like, their cell phone covered in them. Or, like, I've seen Nintendo DSs with them all over them. And,
they're relatively small.
There was this one guy, I want to say Damien Hirst. Anyway, he took a human skull and covered it in Swarovski crystals.
Hmm.
But they're not like precious stones. They're fucking rhinestones is what they are.
Yeah.
They're fake gems. Just fake gems. What do you do with them when you're done? Do you, like, put them in a Ziploc bag and save them for next time?
Oh, God.
Or do you throw them out because they were all over your vagina? Like, you throw them in the dishwasher? I would hope you would clean them up in some form or another before you reuse them.
Yeah.
I guess she's probably pretty well loaded, though, so maybe she just throws them out. She's like, ah, fuck it. These are my old vagina crystals. I'll throw these out.
Yeah.
And do you think she's on eBay, like, ordering, like, mass quantities of Swarovski crystals to just vajazzle herself with? And it's funny to me that she suggests this. Like, she thinks, like, women in general should do this.
Yeah.
You should all do this. Could you imagine if this caught on? And just everybody's fucking...
I'd be pretty pissed.
Like, Aldi, you come home one night and you and Aldi get a little intimate and all of a sudden she's covered in rhinestones.
Not happening, yeah.
What if somebody gets the wrong idea and actually tries to use the bedazzler to do it? Because that's kind of like a – it's almost like a staple gun.
Yeah.
But like it's – you put like half of it in there and then just – oh, fuck. It's worth it.
I just want to be beautiful.
Chunk. Oh, God. Fuck. I feel better already.
I was kind of pissed. All the guys in the audience, you know, were hooting and hollering. Like, woo! Obviously, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. And they're like, woo, she's talking about a pussy!
Yeah.
Woo! But are they like, yeah, that sounds awesome? If so, fuck them. That's not cool, man.
I don't know.
Not in my book.
What do you think, like, if I just put, like, one over the, like, the hole in the end of my dick, and, like, I'm fucking a chick, and I, you know, I get there, and just, and it blows off like a bullet, and she gets pregnant. And, like, 9 months later, the baby is born, and it's got just a jewel embedded in its forehead. And then, like, a bunch of Indian people find out about it, and they start worshiping it, because they're fucking weird like that. Like, a baby's born with four arms, and they fucking lose their shit and start worshiping it until it dies, and then they, like, move on to the next mutant baby.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of mutant babies over there.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I think I should do this. Yeah. This can make me a lot of money. I need to impregnate a chick with a Swarovski crystal.
All right, time to get on Craigslist.
In the casual encounters section. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, looking for a chick to let me fuck her with a Swarovski crystal on the end of my dick. Yeah. You think I'd get any hits? Probably nobody attractive.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah.
How about that?
That was good. That speaking shit? Of that, Close Encounters, what is that?
Close Encounters. Wait,
no, that's not what it was.
Alien sex? No, it's casual encounters.
Casual encounters.
Yeah, yeah.
That was close. Well, anyway, yeah, some of that shit in there, they're like, yeah. What was that one at the Barnes & Noble one?
Oh, you're talking about the missed opportunities or whatever.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I forget what it's called, but yeah.
Missed opportunities.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyway, it's the ones where like people are like, you were wearing a red sweater and drinking a coffee. I was being creepy as fuck and staring you down from the corner of the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Hit me back.
Yep, like, pretty much.
Tell me what I was wearing.
Yeah.
That guy at fucking creepy and
Barnes
weird.
And Noble.
There were a ton of, yeah, there was this one we were reading. It was this guy at Barnes and Noble, which is a bookstore. And he was driving outside trying to find a parking space. And a chick walked in front of his car talking on her cell phone. And he thought she was hot. So he went on Craigslist and posted all this and said, hit me back and tell me like what I was wearing or what I was driving or whatever. Like she even fucking noticed you. I mean, she's walking across, like trying to get across the parking lot, talking on the phone. She's obviously not paying attention to you and your fucking Ford Taurus or whatever the fuck you're driving. She doesn't give a shit. Nobody's ever going to get back to you about that. It's like one thing if you're at a bar or some other, you know, social interaction where you're talking to somebody, you're kind of hitting it off, but something happens. One of you has to leave or you get interrupted or whatever, and you didn't catch their name, you know, and you really had a somewhat of a connection. I mean, it's still kind of weird to go on Craigslist and post about it and hope that they find it. But at least there, it makes sense. But a lot of them are like, I saw you at the laundromat and you were folding your panties and it made me hot. And you were wearing a pair of sweatpants with Juicy on the ass, and I was 300 pounds with a neck beard and doing my mom's laundry. And so, yeah, I feel like we made a connection that time that you gave me that dirty look. So, yeah.
So good.
It's just fucked up. Like, I can't imagine. It's one of those things. I guess it's like going, how I can't really imagine going to the bar and meeting a girl.
Yeah.
Like really meeting a girl. Like I've met people at the bar, like friends of friends, or I've just talked to somebody idly, but I can't imagine like going to the bar and just really like meeting a girl. And this is and like, now we're going to date. I can't imagine it. I guess it's the same kind of thing. Maybe it's just not for me. I don't know.
Yeah. No way.
We are going kind of long this time around. Are you ready for, Orion Explains It All?
I'm never ready. Very funny, Kyle.
Are you
prepared, right?
As ready as you're going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Orion Explains It All.
All right, so Orion Explains It All, if you are not familiar with it already, as I've said in the last couple episodes that we've done it, is a segment where I give Orion a topic some kind of something educational, in theory. And he has the whole week to figure out what it is. and then he will come on the show and explain it to the audience. It's kind of an educational experience for him and for the audience and potentially for me. And Orion, what is this week's topic?
Theory of relativity.
Okay, and go.
All right. It's pretty simple. All right, the only way I can really explain this is visually, I guess, like putting a visual in your head. That's just the best way I can do it. So basically, picture yourself in a car, and you're riding along at 50 miles an hour, and you have a baseball. You're sitting in the back seat, and your like little brother or whatever is up in the front seat, and you toss him that ball at like 2 miles an hour. So you're tossing it at 2 miles an hour up, but because you're driving, that factor, I guess.
Go ahead.
Well, you got to think about it like this. When you're...
Yeah.
All right. So you're tossing the ball up, right? And it's going 2 miles an hour. But because you're going 50 miles an hour, you're actually throwing it 52 miles an hour. But it's all relative to, you know, the car and you.
Right.
Now picture yourself standing still. You're not moving at all, right? But relative to the Earth, which is spinning, you know, I have no idea how fast per second, you know, how many miles an hour per second. You're actually moving that fast relative to you and the Earth.
Uh-huh.
And the Earth is moving so fast, you know, around the sun, and the solar system's moving so fast in the galaxy, you know, it's all relative. So this was discussed, you know, between a bunch of crazy smart people. And they were thinking about, well, the speed of light is the fastest speed you could possibly go. So picture you with a laser gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not in a vehicle, you're just standing there, and you shoot the laser.
Yeah.
But someone in a vehicle, say, is coming up behind you, and they're like a mile behind you, right?
Yeah.
And they have a laser gun, they're sticking it out the window, and they shoot a laser, right?
Yeah.
Well, the whole idea is, well, because they're in that car going like 50 miles an hour, that it's the laser beam's going to be traveling the speed of light plus 50 miles an hour.
Okay.
But that can't be possible, because the theory is that light travels, nothing can travel faster than light.
Right.
So if, no matter what, they're shooting the laser beams, this is so bad. They're both traveling at the same speed, but at a different time. And that's a bad example, because 50 miles an hour in a car and just standing there is nothing. But say you're in a fucking jet that's going like the speed of sound or something.
Yeah.
Or beyond that. Faster than the speed of sound, obviously. Obviously. Yeah. And they're sticking their arm, or say they have a laser on the jet, and they shoot it. And you're on the ground, you shoot a laser. What the fuck? Oh, man, this is trippy, man. Well, basically, because of that relativity, the laser on the jet is not traveling faster, so it's... they're obviously... Oh, this is hard to explain. It's all in my head, but... time is slowing down for the jet. The people in the jet, I guess.
Yeah.
It's very subtle, but it is. So if you were... It's hard to explain. If you're going so fast, like beyond the speed of sound, almost the speed of light, and you shot a laser, and someone was just standing there going whatever on the planet Earth, just, and they shot a laser, it's a time difference. So the thing is, the crazy thing is time. It's not the speed of the laser. So time will slow for the one traveling the fastest. And they proved this, actually, which is fucking nuts. And that's how they kind of, I guess, and I'm not certain about this, but that's how they got to the E equals MC squared, energy equals mass times the square, or the speed of light squared.
So what would happen if I was traveling near the speed of light and I fired a gun?
And you fired a gun with, like, a bullet?
Yeah, like
just
straight
a standard,
like straight out ahead of me,
or whatever.
Yeah,
it would be traveling nearly the speed of light, plus the speed of the bullet. But if
so, would it still? What if I was really, really close to the speed of light? Would it just sit in the gun?
It would
because it can't travel this. It can't travel faster than the speed of light. Would it just, like, kind of in slow mo come out of the end of the gun, or what would happen?
I think to you it would appear to just shoot out, but the observer around would see it in slow mode, I guess.
What would happen if I was driving a car near the speed of light, or at the speed of light, and I turned on the headlights?
it would depend on the observer.
What would it look like to me?
To you? If you were on the Earth, like, at night, well, that wouldn't make sense because you're nearly circling the Earth. But say everything's black and you're in the woods in some crazy dimension.
Some crazy infinite wooded area.
With no light. And you're traveling the speed of light? I don't know.
So what does E equals MC squared actually mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah. I mean, you said it means energy equals mass times
that's
the speed of light.
That's what it stands for,
squared.
Yeah.
But what does it mean? Like,
what it means? I don't know.
What's the difference between general relativity and special relativity?
I'm going to have to say I don't know.
That was on the Wikipedia page that I sent you.
Man, I looked that over so many fucking times and I was sober. I swear to God. Fuck.
So,
it was all like, blah, blah, boring, boring, blah, blah.
Do you know why can't you go over the speed of light?
I don't know.
It's just the fastest speed that you can go.
I couldn't figure out why that was concluded as the fastest speed in the universe, you know?
So if I was traveling at, like, the speed of sound, and I fired a laser, and I fired it at a target, and somebody else was standing on the ground, not moving, except, you know, moving with the rotation of the Earth, but not moving, and they fired a laser at a target, and we fired it at the same time, the laser would hit the target at the same time, even though the one person is traveling at, like, the speed of sound?
Yes.
Well, good to know.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That is fun.
It's trippy.
But you don't know what E equals MC squared actually means.
What it means?
You just know it has something to do with the theory of relativity.
It's the conversion between, because there's an equal sign, it's the conversion between energy to matter and matter into energy. That's all I know.
So it is, it's how much potential energy is in an amount of matter, like,
I believe so, yes.
So, like, if you split an atom, it's the amount of energy that would be released from.
Yeah, I think, like, it doesn't matter how big the how much matter you have. You could potentially have a lot of energy. You heard it here first, folks.
So what's the bottom line here?
Bottom line? The bottom line is the theory of relativity is awesome.
What is, if you had to sum up the theory of relativity in, like, just
sum
a sentence or two?
and I'm talking to another human being.
Presumably, yeah, not like an alien or a dog. And, yeah, another human being.
And I'm trying not to sound like a total ass. How would I sum it up? Basically, the theory of relativity explains that the speed of light is the fastest speed in the known universe.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
Well, okay. That doesn't really... Okay. It doesn't really...
Dude, it's really hard. It's not like it's easy.
Well, it doesn't really say anything about relativity, like being relative.
I know.
It's okay. It's all good, baby.
Everything's relative, but it changes when the speed of light or light is involved.
Do you know how they proved that time slows down the faster you're going?
There was an instance where they put atomic clocks on jets or something. And
they put an atomic clock on a jet.
Was it just like one jet? Because I thought it was multiple. Jet.
Well, they might have done multiples of this test, but basically the test was there's one on a jet and there's one on the ground.
Yes.
And an atomic clock is the most accurate kind of clock there is. And they synchronize them so that they're at the same time.
Yes.
And then they put one on the jet and they had the jet fly at super duper speed, whatever it is. I don't know, Mach 3 or whatever. Yeah. And then it landed and they compared the times of the clocks and one was a little bit off. The one that was on the jet was a little bit, I presume, a little bit behind.
Yes.
So I wasn't sure if you had actually read that part, because when you said they proved it, you just kind of moved on. Like, yeah, they proved it somehow. And,
Yeah, I should have mentioned that.
Okay. All right. So that wasn't so bad.
That was horrible.
Did you see that? I can't remember now who it was that suggested it. I think it might have been Dick Blade Battle suggested that you do an Orion Explains It All on the Large Hadron Collider.
Yes.
But you said no listener suggestions. Does that mean you won't do that one?
I'll do it. Yeah. I was just worried because
I got an interesting one that you could do.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I should mention it. It's okay. Actually, let's see right now.
Yeah.
How you feel about it. Okay. It's a classic like conundrum, a classic problem, and people have different ways of interpreting it. There is one correct answer, but let's say you have a plane.
Yeah.
All right. And it's sitting on a giant treadmill.
Yeah.
And this treadmill is capable of matching at any given time, like constantly, it matches the speed of the wheels, the speed that the wheels on the plane are rotating at.
Yeah.
So you start up the jet plane and you start like trying to take off like you're on a runway, you know, and the wheels are rotating and the treadmill is rotating in the opposite direction just as fast as the wheels are. Does the plane ever take off?
Well, it's on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Like, is this realistic? Like, if the runway was a giant treadmill?
Yeah, yeah.
And
you have to assume that it can instantaneously, like, match. Like, there's no delay. It instantaneously can match. At all times, it's going the exact same speed as the wheels are rotating.
Yeah, there's no way, because it's not moving.
Well, maybe I'll
blow my fucking mind.
That was one for maybe another time. I'll let you read up on it and stuff before you have to make an official comment on it.
I haven't heard of that one yet.
But yeah, so that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shit, do we have anything else we need to address here?
Yeah,
we had other stuff to talk about, but we went kind of long.
Yeah.
Probably because I was droning on about being depressed like some kind of fucking asshole. I'll try to keep the depression talk to a minimum in future episodes, because that's like two episodes in a row where it's just like, hey, who wants to be bummed out?
Yeah.
I just had a depressing thought.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it is a terrible thought, but still.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end then.
All right.
So as always, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can sign up for the forums, or if you already have, you can make some posts. You can become a fan on the Facebook and suggest us to all of your lovely little friends.
Yes.
What else can you do? You can send us your money. You can donate to us.
Yeah.
A while back, one of our listeners, Heather, said she was going to send us a Mrs. Wonderful doll.
Yeah.
And I think she said she sent it out, but we haven't gotten it.
Shit.
I'm hoping maybe she didn't send it out because
I'm hoping.
Because otherwise, I think it might have got lost in the mail because we never got it.
We never got it.
So.
And I never got, like, obviously it's not going to fit in the mailbox. I never got, like, a letter or a notice saying, see the office.
Yeah. Because at the, yeah. So, hopefully that didn't get lost.
Please tell me you didn't send it. Please.
Yeah, so let us know about that. Anything else, you think?
I think that's it.
All right, then. Have a terrible weekend.
No, have a great weekend.
No, but I'm tying it into the name of the show.
Oh.
Have a terrible...
Have a lot of terrible thoughts, and be sure to call in or...
Yeah.
Or post in the forum.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yes.
All right. We love you all.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.